go, Niels. Thank you very much. I think we need to have a very, very good applause for Niels. Servicing the convention and the task force. Thank you so much, Niels. We'll see you at the COP in Slovenia. So I will party.
Okay.
Good. Right. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. And we're going to go on, and yes, the negotiations are difficult, but I'll just tell you, I skipped away to go for the negotiations for the 19th session of UNFF, and in one of the documents, there is something about pertaining to the services of forest, and there was water scarcity, and one country actually asked for deletion. So I can tell you, I went quite tough on this one. Ask that water scarcity in relationship to climate change and forests would be kept. So just be aware, it comes from all sorts of directions on water. So be just aware. Just give very good signals to your colleagues. Because I told them, that I'm in a room where all the water experts are talking about forests, so we should actually keep them in that text. And I'll make sure it will be in the final text at UNFF 19. Actually, one other country came to back me up to say it must stay. But you see how it goes. It's you just blink an eye, you're not there, and the thing disappears like that. So you need to be very, very attentive to what is going on elsewhere and keep on pushing. Just be persistent. And that's the best way. Anyway, so I'm going to invite now the partners, which are so important to the convention. We are a community of partners, not only of countries, but many, many partners, some from the UN, some not, NGOs, and so forth. So I'd like to hear them about their past and planned activities on transboundary climate change adaptation, which correspond to the future, actually, program of work. So I'd like first to give the floor to Mr. Nicolas Franquet from WMO. Please, sir, you have the floor.